Hello, everybody. This is Cherry Devine, and you're listening to Something Brewing. Tracy and I have a fabulous guest today. But first, I'm going to introduce and bring in my amazing, very intuitive psychic. What else is she? Dance major, songstress, co-host, Tracy Mahan. Could you do a little tap for us and maybe a little song?
Oh, good Lord. I could only imagine something choreographed by me.
I thought I'd stir things up a little bit this year, you know? We're on D3 of 2018. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, and I'm so glad we're back. We've had a little break in the shows, and so it's good to be back. Hello, everybody. And yeah. I'll be posting my dance moves later.
You know
where I could post those dance moves? I bet you could tell everybody where to find them.
Oh, where can you post those? Well, you could post them on Cap Media 2 on Facebook. You could do a little video and post it there.
Yeah, oh. I think I should.
I think you should. You know what's really funny, though, is my grandfather actually did vaudeville and had a radio show in which he was a clown and he tap danced on the radio. Now, I'm not sure how that works, but that was part of what he did. So it is not impossible, Tracy. Just letting you know.
I think I could do it.
I think you could.
I'm gonna post a video of me as a child dancing. There we go. It says GIF on it, but don't worry about that. That is me.
That is you. I can tell by that curly hair.
Oh my goodness.
Never a dull moment. And we wondered what we would talk about today. Look at us go.
We had no doubt what we were going to talk about. We're going to talk all about you and Vicky.
That's what we're talking about.
I'm going to start rumors, and you guys are going to have to clear them up. That's what's going to happen.
Yep, that's about it. But I am going to put it out there for anybody who needs to call in, that we will be taking calls later on in the show, and the number to call in is 646-668-8389, and press the number 1 so we know you want to talk to us, because if you press the number 5, we just think you're listening. Anyway, so there, got the business out of the way. Is there more business?
let's do a little announcement since we are doing the show about the retreat. Let me throw in there really quick, because today is the day that I start the health and wellness group. And it's if you want to be part of that, you go over to patreon.com/Tracy Mahan. Tonight we're doing a video conference at 6 p.m. Pacific. So if you're in any other time zone, figure out that. No, that would be 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. I did it for you. I did all the work. If you're in Hawaii, I think you're 2 hours behind, so that would be 4 p.m. So come on over to patreon.com/Tracy Mahan. Here's what you get. You're going to get the video conferencing once a week, where everybody joins up through a video conference, and we talk about how the week's going, what's going on, where the hardships are, where your successes are, give each other support. I'm going to do some coaching in those, and then there's also going to be a hypnosis recording made after I'll do a recording afterwards based on the stuff that we talked about to kind of give you additional support. And each week there will be a new recording as well as a meeting. And so here's the big pearly shiny piece to that. It's only $8 a month, not a week, not a day, a month to be part of this. So patreon.com/Tracy Mahan and get signed up. You got to be signed up under tier 3, and then that will get you access to the information on how to join the conferences and get you access to the hypnosis. So there it is. And Patreon is patreon.com/TracieMahan. There. That's my big push.
You know,
there I go.
If I were you, I would post that on our Facebook page, which I'm sure you will.
I will.
You know, and now I have an announcement too. And that announcement is Vicki Pruitt and I are facilitating a wonderful Hawaiian retreat in February. Vicki will have to help me with the dates because I'm kind of on my cell phone and don't have a
February
lot of access to it.
February 10th through the 17th.
Yes. And we are giving a special prize to those who call in from the show and sign up. We just have a few places left, and so that is what my announcement's all about. And you know what, this, I keep feeling Vicki, so maybe I should bring her on in. What do you think, Tracy?
I think she's probably tired of hearing us talk.
Over here. Why not? Okay, everybody, here is Vicki Pruitt. Hey, Vicki, can you say hi?
Hi, ladies, and hi, all those listeners out there also.
Yeah,
good morning
so.
Here.
And the listeners are saying hello. We got Debbie waving to all of us in the chat room and Facebook. And then we've got a couple of guests over in the chat room on Blog Talk, which I'm not used to watching because Cherry usually does it. But hello, you guys.
Yeah,
there we go.
For you on Blog Talk, you can go to Facebook and go to Cat Media 2, C-A-T, then media, M-E-D-I-A with the number 2, right after the word media, no space in between. And join us on that. It's a closed chat group.
Yes.
There. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, Vicki. Why don't you tell us a little bit, since I seem to be off in outer space today, do you want to talk a little bit about the Hawaiian retreat, the fact that...
Wait, before we do that... Before we do that, I want Vicki to tell people who she is. Because
oh my gosh, that might...
I want to know, what does Vicki do? What is her magic superpower? So Vicki, tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got to doing what you're doing.
Well, that would be a great way to start. I live here in Albany, Oregon, and I've been a massage therapist for 20 years. And so I was always interested in helping others and the healing arts. And then probably about 2010, so almost 8 years ago, I started, actually with Cherry Divine, it was my first introduction into just the higher consciousness and the metaphysical world. And I got to do some wonderful work with her that just kind of started opening my eyes, like what my inner child was and how to love myself. And I had a lot of old dad issues and things in my life that I was dragging around. And she introduced me to another friend, DJ Fuller, who's an amazing empath. And those two ladies were so inspiring to me and really helped me on my journey that I actually started a huge body, mind, spirit fair, the Rasani Body, Mind, Spirit Fair down in Albany. And at first we just got started in 2012 because these were my friends and I thought they were so cool and I thought people needed to know who they were. And so we started in a little Grange Hall in North Albany and now we're up to our seventh fair. We're going to have our first spring show in April on the 21st and 22nd of 2018. And so I actually just really, I love helping people and part of my, I guess, gifts, just being intuitive and a vibrational healer. I like raising people's energy, and whether it's through essential oils or TRE, which is trauma release exercises, that's kind of been my forte. And I'm also a karmic astrologer. So I've kind of got my hands in all kinds of little things. I'm kind of phasing out the massage part of my life and going more into just being able to help people on a one-on-one basis. That's not quite such a physical chore for me. So, you know, that's where we're at today, and I've really had fun last year doing some retreats with Cherry, and we just kind of made magic together, and so we're doing it again this year. So that's kind of where we're at.
You know, and
wonderful.
This is something I'd really like people to, you know, pay attention to, is because Vicki and I had seen each other in town off and on, but had not really connected. She had a beautiful dog, and I always would go watch her walk down the street with this amazing animal, graceful, both Vicky and the and her little her dog. Pasha.
But the dog was grateful. Vicky.
But Vicky was just a plot. No, just kidding. Just kidding. That's, I didn't mean it to come out that way. But you know what's really interesting is this is our connection, and then when it was time for us to connect, Spirit did in an amazing way and just brought us together. And like Vicky said, it was her first steps in awareness, and they just kept going and going and going. And she followed her heart, she followed her inner essence, and just trusted. And look where it's taken her, because she mentioned the Rasani Fair. It is now the largest metaphysical fair in the state of Oregon. And so, and that just happened in a few short years. What? Let's see. I think the first one is 2012, and
right, it was like 6 year.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and it just took off like wildfire. A lot of people think that this is hard work, that you have to really study. It's understanding that all of us carry our inner essence with us, and when we trust and follow that, we stay right on path in the direction that's perfect for us. So it's been just a magical walk with Vicky for me to be present in it all. So it isn't anything you have to wait 20, 30, 40, 50 years for, you know, just step into your heart and move forward.
Yeah. At first it was like little nudges and stuff, like kind of like, oh, I wonder what she does. How would that affect me and stuff like that? And then it was just so beautiful to kind of like, oh, I guess, okay, I kind of get it now. I have an inner child. It was a little harder for me at the beginning to like get stuff, because I'm a double Capricorn. I like to take things so seriously and stuff. And the more and more I worked in it, the more and more I was able to like open my heart and just trust and let go. You know, I think probably the biggest things is just letting go. And you know, it's been amazing. I feel like I'm kind of a different person, but yet the same and just better with all the work. So it's fun to be able to share it. And I love being able to just actually give tools for other people to do it for themselves, because I think that's the best thing is when people do their own work and, you know, they really feel the healing that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hear Vicky talk and I hear so much because we're both Capricorns. I'm just like, I'm like that. I do that. And it just makes so much sense. So I was asking her before the show started what she got for Christmas, and her gifts were very practical. And I was sitting there going, well, that's like me. I like things like that. So,
something I needed. So, Vicky, I don't like anything
I love being Capricorn with you.
Well, you know, what's really wonderful in all of this that I really enjoy is I'm an Aries. We just go in and do, you know, organize. You got to be kidding. You know, don't you just step in and start doing it? And I get partnered up with these wonderful Capricorn women that actually sit down and say, Cherry, you have to do this first. Let's put this piece in first. And so, you know, and I love how Spirit just brings us together and balances our energy. It's just this magical connection, you know. So because I cannot say I'm always the most practical person in the world. I believe in a lot of magic. Doesn't it just happen that way?
When you bring in the Capricorn.
Well, I woke up and it was done.
that's true. It's like, wow. I have to admit, I have said a lot of gratitude prayers for having both of you in my life. It's like, yes, thank you. You know, it's funny,
thank you.
I also have a lot of Scorpio friends, and they are very hands-on doing things too. So thank goodness I'm taken care of.
Well, I think that's what kind of makes some of our magic when we do our retreats, is because I'm so earth-grounded as a Capricorn, and you're so way up there where you can just like just connect with the, you know, everything that's out there. We have just that whole broad spectrum of keeping, you know what I mean, staying grounded, but yet getting to explore and open and do all kinds of fun stuff. So that's, I think, where we kind of keep that magic happening. So,
well, you know, it is.
Yeah,
it's
you guys
really
very much complement each other. I like that.
Yeah, because
I love organizing.
I absolutely love organizing, so it works out perfect for me doing that part, and I love that she can take the lead and do all these wonderful meditations and channel messages for people, and it's just, it's fun.
It just is magical the way it is. The way the energies blend, and like Vicki said, is she's this wonderful grounded energy, and that's necessary when you're doing a retreat, is to be able to hold that space. And then what I found when we were in this last retreat, I keep forgetting we've now switched years, because there for a bit I was saying, oh, you know, we did one this earlier this year. Is
yeah.
What I found with the
like yesterday.
Yeah, like yesterday. Yeah, just yesterday. It just blended so perfectly that, you know, it was able to take people up and off planet or into their hearts or into these spaces they were afraid to go. And then Vicki's energy would just gently bring it back and anchor it into Earth. And that, you know, when we listen and just let Spirit guide us, it brings us to our complementary people. Yeah, and so that was a lot of the magic I saw in our retreats last year.
Hey, ladies, how about you let me ask you a few questions? And that way you can kind of get the questions from a perspective of someone that's never been to your retreat that might want to know things. How's that? So in my mind, I'm kind of wondering how I know that you, just from watching your different posts, you have two different houses that you have reserved?
We have three this year.
Oh, three houses. Okay, so explain how that works.
Well, it's wonderful. Like, we have three different houses on the same road, so we're all, two are right beside each other. That's where most of the people that are going to be attending will be in. And you can have, like, single occupancy where you have a private room, or you can have double occupancy where you're sharing a room. And they're fairly newer houses and well-accommodated. We usually kind of gather in one for TRE, which is a trauma release exercises. We bring our little yoga mats and do that. And then on the other house, we have some wonderful lanais that we hang out on where we can do classes. And then we're just minutes away from, like, wonderful things. Like, there's a great hot springs. I believe they call it Queen Anne's Bath, possibly is the name. And we can go soak in that. We go all over, and we travel every day. And really take in all the energy of the island and kind of integrate all the things that we did while we were in class in the morning. So,
And what island is this on?
This is on the Big Island, and we fly into the Hilo Airport, and we go to Pahoa, which is about 30 minutes, excuse me, I guess to the west maybe of that. And it's a great little, it's very jungly and beautiful there. Like, I mean, can you remember the frogs, even, Cherry, how amazing they were, just like, sing to us every night? And
I was just getting ready to interject that, is these houses are amazing because, one, you have the full kitchens, and a lot of times we get breakfast ready together or, you know, as a group. Everybody just all comes together in the way that's perfect for them. But and there's washers and dryers, so you don't have to bring a lot of clothes because you can go ahead and just wash them up and dry them. And then the grounds, oh my gosh, you just step out the back door, and it is. It's surrounded by foliage, so you feel you're not really seeing a lot of other neighbors. You can hear them, and you'll occasionally hear some beautiful music come through. But those singing frogs, the first night we were there, and it got dark, all of us are listening. And we're like, I'm sitting there going, what bird is out at night? This is, you know, because it does. It sounds like this beautiful bird, but they're frogs. And they come out and sing to you.
And
oh my
do you
God,
guys name the
perfect.
Frogs? Just kidding. That was an earlier joke.
No.
Name the frogs.
They're named frogs.
That's an inside joke.
So
I'm sorry.
Well, and that is because Tracy's intuitive, and she, for whatever reason, threw out this idea of, hey, Vicki, what was the name of your pet frog? Little did she know that we were going to mention frogs on the radio show. So, hey.
I was jumping ahead of the game, wasn't I?
You were jumping ahead. Your feelers were out.
That's
gentle
funny.
Reminders to mention the frog.
Nice. And, you know, I was just in Hilo this last year, And it is a pretty sound to go to sleep to, by the way. That was amazing to just have the window open and listen to their little chirping.
Well, you know, it is. And what I loved is getting up in the morning. I'm a coffee drinker, and I would get my coffee, and I would step out into the backyard and sit on the step, and they have chairs and such, and just have coffee and listen. It's so peaceful. Because where we're at, like I said, it feels secluded, and it's your own little private paradise.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And how many days is the retreat?
7 days.
Seven days.
Mm-hmm. Yes, everybody's flying in on the 10th, and then we leave on the 17th of February.
Mm-hmm. So do you do any exercises on the 10th and 17th, or is that kind of more your travel days?
Well, it's more of the travel days. The first day is more like checking in and kind of we just do like an introduction and overview, have a wonderful meal, that sort of thing. And then on the Saturday that we leave, we are just checking out and going to Hilo so we can find our way home. But the whole rest of the time we have wonderful, in fact, even on both of our websites, we have our itinerary up and we're going somewhere beautiful every day. So it's really important for us to not just do this great emotional work that is so needed, but yet to really integrate it into ourselves and play and have fun. I know that as a Capricorn, probably you can go with this too, Tracy. It's hard sometimes. Like, I like to work, and but then I get overly worked. And so it's so important to really just have fun and play.
I'm going to ask a total Capricorn question.
Okay.
And this is for anyone that's not a Capricorn, you're about to see how the Capricorn mind works. So when they fly into Hilo, are you guys picking them up and bringing them to these houses, or do people rent cars? What's that procedure like? How do you get to these houses?
So we have everybody get their own flight. So you buy your own plane ticket, and then we are there, and we provide all the transportation. I can't even quite say that word. Transportation, that's it. And we'll have a van and probably maybe another vehicle depending on our need. And we'll be picking people up from the airport, driving them wherever we need to go. It won't, we'll be going as a group together when we use the vehicles, but you don't have to worry about getting a rental car. We've got the insurance on the vehicle. We're ready to go. And we also, we're kind of providing the breakfast foods. And so we'll go to the store right when we get there, have everybody buy kind of little things they need, as well as we'll stock up and fill up the houses with, the eggs, the coffee, the bread, some great fruit and vegetables, that sort of thing, to kind of get us started. And then everybody's just responsible for like maybe one meal a day. We usually go out to eat, either for a lunch or a dinner. And then we take care of like we need, we go to the volcano, we pay for the pass to get in. We have a 1 day guided tour of going on kayaks out into the ocean with a really fun guide, Kenny Szymanski, who is actually someone that I've known for a long time. And so it's so wonderful. He's a fun guy. Isn't he fun, Cherry?
He is so fun. He is amazing.
He's great. I'm going to say your odds of seeing dolphins or turtles are pretty good on that side of the island.
Oh, my God.
Well, and that even kind of brings up a funny story because the first year we did it, he was like, now don't say that it's going to be a dolphin tour because you just can't guarantee there's dolphins. And so I'm like, okay, I'll just call it a kayaking excursion. And, but then I'm thinking, well, you don't know who's here. Like Cherry's here. I'm highly connected to dolphins. Every time people see my aura, they see dolphins in my aura. So we go on this trip, and we didn't, first they said, oh, they only saw one or two dolphins that day. And then all of a sudden, we saw like eight, and Cherry even got in the water and swam. Maybe you can talk about that a little bit. It was so amazing being out there in nature.
It was amazing because all of a sudden we had these dolphins around us, and I got in the water, and I was down there, and then all of a sudden I had a mama dolphin with her cub just right in between her chest, in between her fins and her chest, and she made direct eye contact with me along with the cub. And I was just going, you know, moving through that and thinking how spectacular it was and how special when a male came by. And again, you felt the energy of their eyes as they connected. And I was in the water like, what? It feels like forever. And you could hear them singing or making noises under the water. And so I just stayed there with them and just felt the energy, and it became expansive. For me, they took me into this world where everything turned kind of a lavender. And, you know, so remember, dolphins are connected with the Palladians and other magical planetary aspects. But it was perfect. Now, I got out of the water at our next part because by then the water was bothering my ears. So Vicki gets to tell you about this part.
Yes, I was a little bit not so, yeah, I didn't want to get out of the kayak in the middle of the ocean. Wasn't sure how graceful I could get back in. So I reserved myself to wait until later. And then Kenny mentioned there's a great place called Two Step just down the way in the Captain's area. And so we went down there, and when we got in there, you could see people pointing at stuff, but we didn't really know what they were talking about. We get out there, and there was probably 100 dolphins, and they were just kind of like had their sonars off or just taking a break, either sleeping or kind of grazing. I guess I heard that they do that in coves, and it was so amazing. We would just look down. You could see 25 or 30 dolphins at a time, I was just cracking up because I'm like, oh yeah, we're not going to see any dolphins. Oh yeah, and we were just inundated with them. So it was magic being in the water with them, and you know they come up and play a little bit, but mostly they're just kind of swimming and hanging out. But it wasn't scary at all. It just felt so beautiful, and like you know they felt comfortable with us and they were hanging out, and it was awesome.
People kept talking about how unusual it was for them to come in like that, but we heard that over and over again. This just doesn't happen. We had whales come closer to shore with one of our girls. We had the dolphins. We had the volcano incident. Thank you, Pele. And so many things that people are going, that just doesn't happen. That just doesn't happen. Everything about the trip was pure magic. I want to travel back a little bit to what Vicki was saying about the need for integrating that downtime. Is earlier when I would do workshops or mini retreats, my group is just always on and they go, go, go. And people would leave and go, oh my God, you know, my head is spinning. I don't know. And my group did not understand is in the human level, we do need that downtime. And I finally went to a retreat to see how other people did it, and I found that. So when we do our early work in the morning so that you can actually be able to, come into the energy and come into, because some of the old emotional wounds come up, but you're also opening that spiritual awareness, that spiritual doorway. And there's a shift on a physical, emotional, and mental level. So having these wonderful downtimes allows you to adjust. And that's what it's all about. Is I had one woman last year say to me, well, it sounds like there's a lot of play, and that's more what it is. That play is necessary. Otherwise, you stay too, agitated, I guess would be the word, to energetically drain. So this allows you to integrate in to the energy.
I'm going to jump into the chat rooms really quick just because I don't want you guys to think we're not thinking of yet. Also, the callers, we are getting to you guys here in a few minutes. So hang on. I think we lost a couple of callers, so I just wanted to make sure that you guys know we are coming. Debbie's in the chat room saying, so are you telling me you're sending me to Hawaii for my birthday, Cherry?
sweetie, I am just wishing you there. I am just seeing you there. There's no reason you can't be.
Yeah, why not? And Miss Pretty is in our blog talk chat room saying that she loves listening and it's giving her tingles. I'm not sure good. I understand if she's asking a question about being grounded. So, Ms. Pretty, if that is the question you're asking, I'm not quite sure I'm understanding the grounded question. Okay, so this sounds like a pretty amazing trip where there's kayaking and hiking and clearing and releasing and communicating with all kinds of beings outside of ourselves and so on. What's your favorite? What's your favorite part?
Before this, can the group come in and say something?
Yes.
Children of Earth, these types of activity are very necessary for you, for they take you into those spaces that live deep inside of you. They remind you not only of the magic of Earth, but the magic of you. They remind you that you are connected to the whole, to the all, that there are no limitations, not in truth. The limitations that you have felt are only those that have been applied by the belief systems of mankind. We take you on these excursions so you will feel the joy of becoming. What do we mean becoming? Well, becoming the truth of who you are. It takes you into the spaces of self-love, self-acceptance, self-awareness. It reminds you to reclaim the voice that is your truth, for you are here to speak and live your truth. We welcome you into the hearts of all life. We welcome you into opening the heart that is yours and remembering the blessing that you are. That is the importance of these excursions. To do so in groups. Why in groups? Because energy is accumulated then. It is increased. As one moves, they all move. And each of you are parts of the other, so you're brought together in certain groups. If you feel the pull to this particular space and place, then it is to find your way there. Put it out there, children, for you will be in accordance to what is perfect for you. Notice the hesitation there. It is not our hesitation. It is in the fact that you have stepped into the mind and said, how can I do this? How can I afford this? How can I? How can I? Who will understand? We ask that you release those limitations and let your heart guide you and the doorway opens. So there you go. That's what they had to say.
And the doorway opens. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all just
like
that
it.
Door opening. Yeah. Wonderful.
I want to
remind people to call in because you guys are, Vicki, you're going to join us in the readings, right?
Right.
Doing some readings today. Wonderful. So if you guys would like that, if you'd like to get a reading, please call in 646-668-8389. We're getting ready to take some calls. And for those who are already waiting online, we will get to you guys here real shortly. And just press the number 1 so that we know you have a question. It'll put a question mark by your number for us. And if you are in the chat room and would like to ask a question, that is also something I'll be watching for. So, all right.
Well, we know with all of this new year right here, beginnings and stuff, we know you have questions. So, and as much as it's all about us, the show.
it is all about us. You didn't get to answer my question, though. I'm going to ask you both, what is your favorite part of the retreat?
Go ahead, Vicki.
Honestly, one of the biggest things I think is my favorite is I'm a single person, and it's hard to go on vacation or do anything by myself, and I love having the group, you know, like we just feel so connected, and it just feels, you know, you just feel like you're part of something, and I think that's part of my favorite part of it is actually that just the community it kind of provides, and it's just, you know, you can't, I mean, what I even think is even greater is that this time we're going to be in Hawaii during Valentine's Day, And how great, you know what I mean? What a be doing something for ourselves, our self-love. And here we are, you know, in a magical place. And, you know, it's just, it's going to be great. So I think it's actually being there with everybody is my favorite part.
Yeah.
You know,
I like that.
Well, apparently it's the same for Vicki and I. We're both pulled to this because when you asked what is the favorite part, I went automatically to the group. I loved watching how, you know, and participating in how everybody was when they first got there, you know, and everybody's a little nervous. Nobody knows anybody. And they're just kind of, and they're not sure what to expect. And so everybody's just a little hesitant. And then by, you know, and this is the first day, and then you see it all ease up within the second day. And then after that, everybody's so comfortable. Community is instantaneous. And then watching everybody open up and trust and knowing they're in this beautiful, magical space and allowing themselves to do what we call emotional healing or releasing energy that's been held holding us back forever. But by the time the trip's over, it's like you're leaving your family, your best friends, and there's so much love. And it isn't just love outside of ourselves, it's love from within, loving who we are. And like Vicki said, we're there during Valentine's Day, and there's many people that don't have their significant or a significant other to share this with. But the truth of the matter is we are our most important significant. So loving ourselves is of the utmost importance, and it begins here, or continues here, whichever.
Whichever.
Whichever. Because some people are already into self-love. There's some that haven't quite got there yet, but we had many that were already on their spiritual path and understanding to love who they were, or were,
and,
are.
And you know what? That is a very good point. To me, it sounds like this retreat is designed for anyone. It doesn't matter where you're at on your path. So that
Never.
Is something that I know mm-hmm. people question sometimes, like, oh, people that know, you know, that have already been doing this, go to that. No, it's for anyone. It's like, I'm brand new to this, and this is my very first time ever doing something like this, to I've done 100 of these. It offers something for everybody. So make sure you're not holding back just because you think that you don't have the skills or the intuition or whatever. It will open that stuff up for you. So
it will.
Yeah.
And you know, and here's something about it is again, this is the prejudgment in the human thought. And so for anybody out there listening, please understand you never know why you're called somewhere. I was called to a Reiki class. I had absolutely no spiritual awareness. I lived in a very closed-off world, and I walked into a room full of people that were what we would call spiritually advanced. I mean, and they're talking all this stuff that I thought they were insane, all on drugs or something. Yet, by the second day, I was supposed to be there because that's when I connected with my ancient energy, and my world changed in an instant. So mm-hmm. you never know exactly why you're drawn somewhere. If you are applying resistance, ask yourself why you're applying that resistance. Where are you holding yourself back?
Yeah.
So.
All right, let's go mm-hmm. to some callers. All right,
okay,
you guys ready? Okay, caller sure. 3792, you're on the air. And who are we talking to? Where are you from? And what's your question?
Hi, this is Katie. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
My question, let me see. Maybe I'll ask about, I don't know, I guess we'll just do love.
Okay, now we're going to ask you to be more specific.
Okay, well, I want to be in a meaningful relationship with a man that loves me and that I love. So I'm wondering when will I meet him or be with him?
Okay, so who wants to start this? There's three of us today.
I'll let you go.
I just had a German Shepherd puppy soak me with his spit, so you guys go ahead.
Okay, Katie, well, I'm going to step in, and I want you to pay attention to how hesitantly you actually put out the question that, you know, you just tell me about love. And yeah, I want you to step into more claiming. Claiming
okay.
first, loving yourself.
Uh-huh.
And really, I want you to spend the next few weeks
mm-hmm.
not worrying about when he will get there or what he will look like or
mm-hmm.
and to be loved. I want you to start with loving you.
Okay.
I want you to become very present in yourself and really appreciating. I want you to see the things that you do out of automatic expectation from others that you
uh-huh.
have been taught to respond
uh-huh.
to. I also want you to see how you put yourself aside. And are
yes.
you going to feel times come up where you feel like this idea of unworthiness? Because this attracting
yes.
in your life partner, your love partner, begins with you loving you. And it has nothing to do with ego. It has everything to do with understanding the beautiful aspect of life you are. Now,
right.
if you go through that, and I want you to write down things that come to you, then you're opening the door to attract this male in. And he isn't that far off in the horizon. Now, here again, when it comes to dates, times, all of this, we have free will. We can slow it down. We can speed it up, depending on
right.
how it is we walk through our lessons. But it is looking like spring, early spring is a very promising, promising time for you. But it means love yourself, not be self-absorbed, but appreciating and loving who you are. So Trace or Vicki, what do you
guys
think?
Let's go with Vicki. Let's let Vicki.
Well, yeah,
she
I
did.
Definitely think that it's so important to already have that love energy going so that you can put that energy out, because no matter what, the energy you're putting out is what you're getting back. So
right.
the more you're in love with yourself and feeling good and putting that energy out, and then you'll attract the right partner. You know, the vibrations will match.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Tracy, it's your turn.
It is, isn't it? Okay. Sorry, I was fielding some questions. Some other questions. Okay, Katie, I'm going to tune into this here real quick. Okay. So where I tend to end up going is, where is the block? Just, you know, and that's kind of the theme here, is loving yourself and making sure you're letting go of anything from the past. There is a... I guess what I want to call it is and this can just be a label. It doesn't necessarily mean that this is your father, but what comes in is like a father figure block. There's something that you've seen as a child that maybe you didn't appreciate from either your father or a father figure. It could have been grandfather. It could have been an uncle, whatever that might be. Somebody that you looked up to as a male, that it's time for you to release that. Because
uh-huh.
it ends up attracting something into the relationships that you are finding that is an old pattern that it's time to let go of. And hopefully
yes.
that makes sense to you. It is time. You're done with that lesson.
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, you're done with that lesson. So it's time to just bless it and heal it and let it go. And just stay healed and forgiven, and then just see it drifting off on a balloon and taking off. So that's what I got for you. And then when you can, just knowing this information is already clearing the path for this relationship to come in for you. But do a little work around it. It will help.
Okay. Thank you. No, I was hesitant because I wasn't sure if I should ask about money. but I realized, like, I really would love to have a, you know, great relationship. So that's why I asked about that one.
Perfect.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year, ladies.
Katie.
Thank
you.
Have
a good
day.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Okay. We do have a couple new callers, and I'm going to ask you guys to please push the number one so I know you have a question. And we will go to the next caller here. And just like Katie did, please have it one question. And I know I did this last time too. We got to keep it as short as we can. We have three readers and several callers now on the board. So if you guys can... just keep it to one simple question, and we'll all three try to get to it as quick as we can so that we can move through all the callers. That would be wonderful. Okay, next caller, 4378, you are on the air. Who are we talking with, and where are you from?
Hi, Tracy. It's Ogenia.
Hi, Ogenia. Okay.
How are you? I'm from Oregon. So I took a big leap last year before last. with my career when I stepped out of one role and into my new career. And 2017 built up a lot. I'm just wondering about 2018.
Can I get a little more specific with Ogenia?
Yes,
her,
yeah,
and, I are,
be fine
her
with
and I are real estate buddies. We work, for, yeah, we both work under Welcome Home Realty. So she's one of my, what do you call it, colleagues. Yeah. So
I'm one of her peeps.
Or peeps. Yeah, one of her peeps. Yeah.
Peeps. Yeah.
You just sound so formal, a colleague. Oh, my.
It does, doesn't it? Yes. Okay,
yes,
a
it
friend,
does.
A peep, a colleague, the whole thing. And we've known each other for quite a few years. So this is fun. I want to see what they – I'm not going to answer that one. I'm going to see what they get for your future.
You know, first of all, that I just can't even wait to step into this because I'm really, really – it isn't just about one or the other, but, Tracy, this is the same for you. This is a perfect space that you both were drawn into. And, yes, last year was a building, a stepping stone year, and it started out fairly slow, but you're going to find that it keeps growing for both of you. For whatever reason, they're combining your guys' energy. And so there's been times that felt very lackluster and as if nothing was moving, but this is the year it starts going forward, and you're going to start seeing more results. And here's part of the reason is because both of you are in tune with other people's energy. You're not there just selling property. You're not there just to off a house, and that's the way they're putting it, and there are those who do this. You're tuning in to where it is the person looking or the people looking for their home. And there's your key word. It's not a house. It's not just a working space. It's their home. But where they're energetically connected. Like I said, they wanted me to combine this. And this is why your step back, Tracy, one of the reasons, because they're showing you both are going to have significant advances this year. And I want you to pay attention to how your energies blend together. For whatever reason, they're pointing at like Vicki and I, where we were friends and then all we become colleagues or helpmates. We both, that you do, oh goodness, the word
collaborating.
Not, yes, collaborating. But there is a complementary energy. So you two are very complementary energies, and I love it that you're not in ego. And you're not there to fight tooth and nail. So when you guys are drawn in, put it out there that you see the people being pulled to you. And when I say pulled, it's at a heart level, and that you're taking them to their homes and to where they energetically connect in Earth. And you're going to find sales continue to pick up. Good job, both of you.
So actually, Terry, I wrote that down because I'm going to use it as a post. It's not just the house, it's your home. I love it.
Yep.
That's it.
Great.
Yeah. And you too. Oh my God, your energies together are just, I'm going to put it out there, sizzling. And that's what it says, it's sizzling.
You're making me cry.
Aww. We can fist bump later, Ogenia. We'll just do a little fisty bump.
Please.
Vicki, do you have anything else to add to that?
Well, I was just thinking, for some reason, Saturn and Capricorn kind of keep coming to mind for me. And that's the energy that we're in right now. We just recently moved into Capricorn with Saturn, and Saturn's our karmic planet. So, and Capricorn loves work and structure. So the more that you're on your path and doing it right, you're going to, and just know that might be a little bit of work this year, but the work is going to pay off because it's going to create that great, stable, secure foundation. And you can just go from there. So if you get off a little track.
And I'm not Capricorn, I'm Virgo.
Well, Virgo and Capricorn actually work very well together. Yeah, that's good.
And it's not just like what your sun sign is and stuff like that. There's all the planets are out there doing their thing right now. And I also don't have a Saturn in Capricorn, but that energy is affecting us right now. So just kind of that's kind of the next 3 years is when the sign is in Saturn. And just plan on that. Karma is great, and if you're on the right track, it's going to keep you going. If not, you know, it's going to stop, and you're going to have to redirect. So if it's feeling good and you're going that way, just trust your heart, have faith, and, you know, don't be afraid to get a little dirty and put some work in, and you should be good to go.
And as of yesterday, I am now in a 5-year, so that's about change. So, yeah, awesome. We'll talk more about that, Eugenia. We'll figure out what year you're in and everything. We'll have some fun with it. Okay. We'll move on to the next caller. That's good, juicy information. I love it. We'll talk more.
Thanks, guys.
Before we do that, before we go to the next caller, because we have 10 minutes till the hour, how about if we give a little information about ourselves?
Let's do that. Should we start with Vicki?
Yes, we should.
I don't know what do you mean?
Vicki, how do people reach you? And it sounds like you have a lot of different gifts to offer. So maybe the elevator version of what it is you offer and how do they reach you?
Okay. I offer karmic astrology sessions and TRE, which is trauma release exercises, and raising your vibration with essential oils. I'm a doTERRA person. And you can reach me on my website at vickipruitt.com, VickiePruitt.com. I also have rasanifair.com. for the fair and Facebook pages as well. So that's kind of the best way to get a hold of me. There's a contact page on the website, which will email me directly. So that would be mine. Go Cherry.
Okay. Now, cherrydivine.com is my website, and you'll find all of the information you need there for the 2018 Hawaiian retreat. Plus, we also have the Mount Shasta retreat coming up also. And I do want to put it out there for everybody listening that if you choose to sign up, now mention you heard it on Something Bruin, and we will give you the early bird special prize. That's our gift to you. You can go to Facebook, Cherry Divine LLC, and become my friend because I absolutely adore having friends. And I want to be your friend. So I think that's good for right now. Tracy, your turn.
I want to be your friend. I just had a Mr. Rogers moment with you. I want to be your neighbor. I'll be quick because I know we have callers. TracyMahan.com, you can find all the information about me. Please come find my Patreon page. I'm putting hypnosis recordings up there for you guys and catering them to you, starting the health and wellness group today, which involves a video meetup each week, as well as a new hypnosis recording each week. So come join me, patreon.com/TracyMahan. And those links are on my Facebook. They're on my website. They're on our chats. So come find me. And there we go. Shall we get to another caller?
Sure. Oh, may I answer Debbie really quick? Because she asked a question. She says, what do the ancients have to say about this year, 2018 and 11 year, which is very significant for everybody, mean for an Aquarian with lots of Capricorn in her chart? So I'm going to just, because we only have a short period of time and that's a huge question, I'm just going to put it out here for you, Debbie. It's the first thing I got is do not stay entangled in your emotions. I want you to ground out, go to your heart. There's something about somehow you keep getting brought up to the emotional aspect, and it's not allowing you to really focus in the areas that are important to you. You are doing some healing in old areas, so just let that energy flow free from you. You have a lot of movement this year, and there is endings of karmic agreements this year. So you're going to find some people fall out of your life. And that's okay. Let them go with love as others come back into your life or new people come into your life. Okay. That's what I got for Debbie.
Okay. Skype caller 1111. You're on the air. Who are we talking with? And what's your question?
That's a dolphin. I love it. Dolphin energy. And
my
we
people,
are in Hawaii. Oh, that is perfect. Thank you so much, whoever you were. I have tingles everywhere, just saying.
I bet you have been waiting this whole time to do that, and I have to tell you, you have just made my day. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and go to 8312. You're on here. And who are we talking with, and what's your question?
Hi, this is Lily. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. And what's your question?
Yeah. My question is, when can I expect to be more financially abundant? I need to be more stable in my finances.
Okay.
Trace, do you want to take that one first?
Yeah, I always go to the clearing part.
Yeah.
What I see is when they show me that there's something from the past that needs to be healed, they show me the left foot stuck in cement. And that's what I'm seeing, your left foot stuck in cement. So that is your, the past is keeping you from moving forward. And so then I want to ask, is this past life related as well? Yes. So what I want you to do is ask your angels to come in and help you clear this lifetime and other lifetimes connected to your finances. But you have to be willing to do whatever work that comes your way. You know, when things come up and they get in your face, you've got to keep the faith that that is the angels helping you let go of this old pattern and this old vibration so that you can clear the way for what you desire to come in. And so I'm going to tell you, to get to where you want to be, it might be a little bit uncomfortable at first if you're asking them to bring in that clearing. You might have some discomfort with the clearing, you know, but you will move through it fast if you're willing to do the work. So let me give that to one of the other gals now.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to step in because I loved it that, that Tracy's came up with old karmic energy, that sort of thing. What I got is an elder female voice saying, quit giving it away, quit giving yourself away. And they're very judgmental. So there's something very judgmental on the female line, that the ancestral line that's come in, and that old voice hasn't allowed you to be able to maintain. I want you to remember, money, like everything else, is energy. And look at your belief systems around it and start when you are putting money out, I want you to bless it. Have the angels bless it. I don't care if it's to pay bills, buy groceries, get gas. Makes no difference how you do it. Bless the money and then allow it to come back to you. It says threefold, then fivefold, then tenfold. I want you to look at how it's as if it comes in. There's a creating of circumstances that take it away. That is an old teaching, an old belief system. Know you deserve it. Start looking at your deserving issues. And it isn't a when. Again, this is an energetic karmic clearing. It's allowing. So just, and put it out there. I'm financially stable. I have a sound financial foundation. And this year starts picking up, but you're going to learn about a lot about yourself and old pieces that have been in emotional despair is what it says. One of the things I do want to let everybody out there know is we can only go in so deep during a radio reading because we have so many callers and limited time, but it's also there's more work that's necessary. So if you're drawn to have an in-depth reading by someone, whether it be Tracy, me, anybody else, you know, or even have your astrological chart done by Vicki, you know, go do it because it's going to give you a lot of insight. But that's what I have.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm going to add too, like if there's some energetic cords that need to be broke or that kind of help to cut out what's unnecessary is the essential oil Melaleuca, which is tea tree oil. It's great for cutting cords and getting like setting boundaries and kind of redirecting that. So just stay really footed with boundaries. Just be stable, think realistic, and let your ambitious self meet your goals.
What oil was that, Vicki?
Melaleuca, which is basically tea tree oil. And I always prefer a therapeutic grade, which would be like doTERRA or Young Living, I think are either or great oils. And they help cut cords and help energetic blocks, so it helps to release.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Thank you, Lily. You have a good new year.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we have one more caller. Let's get that caller in. And audience, we may cut off the air, but the archives will have this caller on it if you wanted to hear the ending. Okay, last caller, 0112, you are on the air. Who are we talking with?
Hi, Tracy, it's Gabriella calling.
Hi, Gab.
Gabrielle from Ottawa, Canada.
Hi.
Yay. Oh,
I- it's been a while since I talked to you, so this is fun. I'm going to let the other two read you just to make it quicker. And
sounds
what's your
good.
Question?
All right. So I've been trying to get pregnant for a couple of years now. I've been told that I have a cyst on my ovary. I'm just wondering if I need any procedures to in order to get pregnant.
Well, you know,
and if it's going to happen.
Carrie, I'm going to step in really, really quick. I want you to start having a conversation with your, and for whatever reason, I pick up daughter. Now, I do tend to pick up more the energy of the child than the actual sex of the child. So it may be a very nurturing, heart-centered male that comes in. But start asking questions of, when do you want to come in? When is it? Because it doesn't feel like it's that long before you're announcing to the world that you're getting ready to have your baby, you know, that it's, she's there. But ask her what she wants her name to be. Because remember, we think in the human terms that, oh, my goodness, I got to do, and I got to try to have at a certain time. If that child's not ready to come in yet, they're not going to come in. It doesn't feel like you necessarily need a procedure. It's more as if finding the communication with the child and asking what it is. And she does feel as if she's born more towards the winter months than the spring or summer. So enjoy yourself that sounds kind of odd. As you're getting ready to get pregnant, please enjoy yourself. Anyway.
Okay. Enjoy that part, Gabrielle.
Yes, enjoy it. But I'm being told to tell you, just relax. It's not all about,
okay.
you know, it, having not gotten pregnant. It's all about when she's ready. So, Vicky,
okay.
what do you get, sweetie?
I just think that's a beautiful message right there. The more, like, again, putting that energy out and making that abundant space, like just getting ready and already seeing it happen, you know, is so valuable.
Mm-hmm. Because she's really not that far down the road. When I see images of occurrences getting ready to happen that are close, I'll see images like right now I see the baby's nursery. I see getting all, for whatever reason, it feels like the crib's light colored, like white. It just shows everything getting ready. You have a little rocker in the corner type thing. Everything's matching. You're just having fun. It let it be easy and smooth. And again, like I say, I tend to pick up more on the energy of the being coming in than the actual sex, but it won't surprise me if it isn't a little girl completely all
wet. Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
So I am going to jump in on that. Gabriella, I do want to say something here. As I'm listening to this and I'm just tuning into this little energy, I keep getting delays, kind of like frustration on that end too. It has something to do with this little energy needs to come in at a certain time frame for the shift of the planet. And so since there's been delays with the shifting of our consciousness, there's been a delay with the pregnancy.
Oh,
so,
makes sense.
Yeah. So this little being that wants to come in is important for a certain phase of our evolution, of our awakening. And so...
Mm-hmm.
So she's got to wait until the timing's right so that she can be here at the right time, in the right space, at the right age, all of that. There's a lot going on with this. So, that just gives me chills to give it to you. So I'm like chilled from top to bottom. Powerful, powerful energy coming in.
Feel.
So,
I can feel her energy.
I'm so glad you called
you
in today. I haven't talked to you forever.
Yay.
So this is good.
Yay.
I'm working on my diet right now because I do have food sensitivity. So I'm trying to work on, eating clean food.
Yeah.
Would abdominal massage help as well, you think?
Oh, you
might help you.
Yeah.
Like,
you might like it.
There you go. Remember the term relax into it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
there's not a physical reason. Yeah.
No.
So, okay.
And
okay,
I have
you guys.
A plane to catch, so I'm going to have to sign off, girls. So.
Okay. Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. Vicky, thank you for being here and sharing the show with Cherry and I. And we'll say our goodbyes to everybody.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes.
Well, Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you, Gabriella, for sharing that with us. And we'll see you guys
all next
week.
Thank you for all the messages. Thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.